Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Sanele Kumere, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Maelda. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
We're keeping well. The year started on a positive note. I hope the same for you.
Yeah, no, of course, the year started well. Thank you so much for checking in with that. Now, we're talking about a question that is posed in this lesson. When a person dies, what then? And of course, death is a common enemy of the people everywhere, Christians and those who are not Christians alike. We not only fear dying ourselves, but even the thought of losing a loved one is one also quite unpleasant, I must say. It's only natural that the question lingers: when a person dies, what then? So with that, Sanele, we'd like to then ask, what is it that is in today's chapter in the lesson that tells us about what it means to die and what happens after death?
Yeah, I think a good starting point would be acknowledging first that I think one of the things we don't talk mostly about is death was not something that God designed or intended for us to face. If we remember in the book of Genesis 1:26, it speaks about the fact that, you know, when God was creating man, he says, let's make man in our own image. And as we understand, God is eternal, and therefore we were created to also be eternal or immortal. So death came as a result of sin. And because God had told Adam and Eve in Genesis 2 that if they eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they will surely die. So I think for me, it's always important to start with that narrative. And I think it also maybe can help with the healing process. So especially for us who are Christians, who read the Bible, we understand that we're waiting for a second coming. And the question is, for those who believe, you know, people who die go to heaven, especially Christians, then, you know, like books like John 14, when Jesus speaks about coming back. So if we die and go to heaven, who will be Jesus coming back for? So I think for me, that's a good starting point. And when you read the Bible, especially in the New Testament, it refers to death as sleep. So I think for the first point we should maybe appreciate is that to say when we die, according to the Bible says we sleep.
Are you saying that, or is the lesson suggesting that when we understand that death is an enemy of God, and so when sin entered, he said, you shall surely die. So if we move from that premise, we should then readily accept death. Is that what you were saying?
So that's the sad part, that, you know, the truth is not comforting if we eat it as raw as it is. But what is comforting is the fact that death is not the end. So what they are saying, there are three broad terms or definitions that you can come across when you talk about death. And I think this is where maybe the comfort can come from. So the first thought, if I can call it that, the Bible speaks about the natural death or the physical death that you all know. And we'll speak more about this tomorrow when we speak about the soul. And I think this is the common one.
Okay.
The second death is where the Bible says, he who does not have the Son does not have life. And the Bible speaks of the fact that, I'm just trying to look at my notes here, to remember the book of Ephesians, where Paul refers to being dead in our sins and alive in Christ. So in essence, then saying that someone who does not have a relationship with Christ, they may be alive, but spiritually they are dead. And then the third and the last concept, maybe there could be more, but these are the three that we are focusing on today. We touched on this last year when we spoke about the judgment.
Yeah.
And one of the judgments we spoke about is the judgment that happens after the millennium, where God deals with sin and death and the devil in its finality. Right. So our comfort then should come from the fact that those who accept Christ, and meaning that when you accept Christ, you are then, number one, defying the first death, which is being alive but not having Christ. So when you have Christ, therefore you become alive, right? And then the comfort of the second coming of Christ comes in, even if you die the physical death, or you have a loved one who dies the physical death, the Bible gives us comfort that at Jesus' second coming, our loved ones will be resurrected. I remember someone making an example. I think I was in high school, and this is, it stuck to me. He said, I'm forgetting this pastor's name, but he said, you know, death is a pause. So if there's an army general that is a Christian, maybe it's not a good example, but this is the one that stayed with me.
Yeah.
You know, as they are fighting the enemy, and he says, charge! And then someone shoots him and then he dies. If he was a Christian, when he wakes up, he's going to continue saying, charge! Because for him, that was where this first death took place. So death is a pause. And I think that's where the comfort can come to us.
Yeah,
to say, when our loved ones sleep, we can grieve them, we can mourn. But the best we can do for ourselves is making sure that we accept Christ, so that when he comes back, we can be reunited with our loved ones.
What would you say are some of the varying teachings about what happens after death?
Yeah, so you find that there are different religious beliefs, you know. And it's funny that even us as Christians, you know, we have different beliefs, you know. You've got the Hindus that believe that, and this is what we find in the lesson, who believe in reincarnation. So we believe in incarnation, which was God, Christ, coming as Christ Jesus. You know, and then you've got the Buddhists that believe that, you know, your inner you or your inner person, you know, you become revived and things like that. So there are those different beliefs that are there. And I think maybe they are there to try and find an answer to this death situation. And to find a way, because even in Christians, you say, you know, no, they've moved to, you know, now they are closer to God and the bosom of God. And, you know, maybe that then helps, you know, to comfort someone. And I think they are just escapes to try and find a form of comfort. But I think, you know, it gets a bit confusing maybe as a person, you know, grows. Because in fact, I saw a clip this week, someone charging at a pastor. With the knife and the pastor running away, and then the person is saying, how, but why doesn't the pastor doesn't want to be closer to God? You know? So if we die, you know, this concept, so that's why it brings this confusion.
Interesting teachings indeed out there. Now where can we find the answers that we need about what happens after death, you know, when that last breath is taken? In fact, before you answer that question, when that last breath is taken, there's all sorts of things that also happen even before the person would go and be buried, you know, all sorts of beliefs. Care to mention some that are out there? And what do we think as Christians, which we should do as Christians, as soon as that person takes that last breath and the eyes are closed?
Yeah, so I was thinking we'll go deep into it tomorrow. Okay. I know in certain cultures.
We can have a look at it then tomorrow. It's okay.
Yeah. But maybe just to touch on it a little bit. In terms of the different beliefs. I've heard, for instance, if someone maybe passed away in a road accident, people go and take, there's some sort of plant, they go to that place and they apparently speak to his spirit and say, okay, now we are taking you into the car, and now the car is moving somewhere, now we are home. And and when you think of these things, you say, okay, now this is the same person. We are telling them what we are doing, where we are going, and all of that. But for some strange reason, it's the same person that we are going to ask for favors from, and all those kinds of things. So I think the idea is not to make fun of these things, because there's also this thing to say, oh, you guys, once you become Christians, you know. So I think we need to tread softly around them, but and raise some of these things in a logical sense, and then bring about the biblical context to it.
Yeah, a beautiful one. Well, my brother, I must thank you so much. We are going to be connecting tomorrow. Now, before I let you go, actually, where can we find the answers that we need about what happens after death?
Yeah, so there are a couple of books. The book that I like the most is the book of Revelation chapter 20, because the book of Revelation chapter 20 gives us a view of what happens when we die, and what happens during the time of life between now and the second coming of Christ, and also what happens between the second coming and what I may call the third coming of Christ. So we can share more verses tomorrow in terms of helping everyone to kind of read and to see what the Bible says. And I think it will fit in nicely with the theme that we are going to be touching on tomorrow.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Mr. Gumede, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. But what a pleasure to always speak to you. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow, as you have already committed, same time and same place.
Thank you, my elder. Be blessed.
Blessings. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.